When we start to look at how perceptions influence cells, I started to get some very fundamental nature of the degrees and types of perception by observing my cells. I found that I could actually subdivide perceptions into three categories based on the responses of the cells, that I would call things that I would put into the environment that the cells liked, that supported their growth, as positive growth-promoting perceptions. Meaning, if I put nutrients in a petri dish, the cells would read that perception of the presence of the nutrients, and the cells would move toward the perception. So I found that any perception that causes the cell to move toward it represents a perception associated with growth, because growth means to take in that thing, whatever it is, and assimilate it into your life. In contrast, if I put some things into the culture that actually threaten the life of the cells, such as toxins, they responded to the perception of the toxins with a completely different response. That when toxins were put in the petri dish, the cells didn't move to the toxins, they moved in the complete opposite direction. And then I started to realize very simply this: if things were in the environment that threatened the survival of the organism, in response to that perception, the organism moves away from the stimulus. So growth stimuli cause the organism to move to it, be open in the process, and take in those stimuli to incorporate them in the growth of the organism. And those stimuli that required protection caused the organism to move in the complete opposite direction, away from the stimuli, and in the process close themselves down to protect them from the noxious environment that they found themselves in. So I had two fundamental responses or perceptions: those that promote growth and those that lead to behaviors that we would classify as protection behaviors. There is indeed a third response to perception, which is actually no response at all, meaning that some things in the environment are totally innocuous. They don't promote growth, but they don't kill you either. I usually refer to these innocuous things as elevator music. You get into the elevator, you don't actually dance, but it doesn't kill you. It's just background. So now I say, organisms respond to their perceptions of the world, that they types of perceptions could be categorically divided into three different classifications: those perceptions that provide growth, and these perceptions cause this organism to move toward the stimulus and take it in; those perceptions that require protection responses, which cause the organism to move away from the stimulus and close themselves down; and then those perceptions which are just elevator music, background, innocuous, and no response is required at all.